The clerk will call the docket.
Harrison Neal again, Fairfax County Police Department, Al. Edward S. Rosenthal, Jessica R. Saleem, Leslie C. Manka, Tovar M. Sweeta for the accountant, Elizabeth D. Keer, County Attorney, Karen L. Kibben, Deputy County Attorney, Kimberly P. Falcom, Senior Assistant County Attorney for the Appalachians.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. I am Ed Rosenthal, and it's my pleasure to represent the plaintiff in the case below Harrison Neal. This case is about what's called fair information practices. It's not about privacy, per se, or the Fourth Amendment. It's about a Virginia statute to protect data from being misused, especially by government agencies, that reflects patterns of behavior, in this case, movement and location, by motorists within the Commonwealth. And this case is about who sets the rules for how that data is collected, stored, and used. In 1976, the Virginia Assembly passed the Data Protection Act, which sets rules for the collection, storage, and use of personal information. Fairfax County Police Department, which operates a license plate reader program, has set its own rules and contends below, in the court below, and the court agreed with it, that the data that it collects about the movements of motorists within Fairfax County is not personal information. And the judge below ruled that because it's not considered private, generally in cases involving the Fourth Amendment, that it can't be personal. And he said, I'm paraphrasing, but it's virtually a quote, if it doesn't have a privacy interest, how can it be personal? The trial court answered, asked the wrong question and answered it incorrectly. And we're here to ask this court to reverse that. It should be the General Assembly's rules, not the police chiefs of Fairfax County, that governs how this information is collected, stored, and used. This is a big issue about what's called big data. In 2014 alone, in Fairfax County, the Fairfax County Police and the State Police combined collected 2.7 million license plate captures. That includes not only the tag number, which is converted to an alphanumeric figure that can be the index, but it also includes two high-resolution images indexed by GPS technology to 14 decimal places as to where it is. The picture shows not just a license plate, but it also shows the car itself. It shows, it's a high-resolution photo, a pair of them, and for each capture, and it shows things like bumper stickers. It shows dents. It shows scratches.
At some point in your argument, could you help me with the exception? Because they're not collecting this information for their amusement. What they say, at least in part, is it's for law enforcement and intelligence gathering, terrorism, and so on. And there's an exception for that. And so at some point, if you could touch on that.
I'll answer that right now, Mr. Justice. The exemption doesn't apply. Keep in mind that the trial court never made a finding, never even mentioned this in his opinion. So apparently he wasn't persuaded that this was a dispositive basis.
I mean, there's a factual record before us as to what they're doing with it in part.
Right. In part, there's a limited factual record because although the...
So would this be a remand if we find that potentially applicable, or is that something we can deal with?
I think there's enough information for the court to deal with that and determine, for the same reasons that Attorney General Cuccinelli determined, that the exemption doesn't apply. And the county has argued that, well, Cuccinelli was just thinking about the state police's version. But the state police, it's clear from the opinion, use the same technology. It's exactly the same machines from the same company, used in the same way. The Attorney General held, for good reasons, that it's not exempt unless the data, the individual bit of data, that is, in this case, Mr. Neal's data, is relevant in some way to an ongoing criminal investigation. That makes sense.
But the statute doesn't say that. I mean, it doesn't say, and the General Assembly could have drawn that line and said, we're worried about you under the guise of law enforcement amassing enormous amounts of data. And they said, well, every once in a blue moon we use it. So textually it just says, deals with investigations and intelligence relating to criminal activity. Seems a little broader, perhaps, than what the Attorney General was...
It says relating to criminal activity. And I think given the overriding purposes of the statute, as you recognize, I think it was a reasonable and appropriate interpretation by the Attorney General to say, if it relates to an ongoing investigation, that means it has some relevance to that investigation. In this case, we have an admission by them in the answers to interrogatories, and I believe it's in our brief, where they admitted that, quote, no dispute, they admit that there is no reason to suspect that Mr. Neal's data has any connection or is involved or related to any ongoing criminal investigation. The fact that other data in the database may be relevant to such an investigation does not give an excuse to keep Mr. Neal's data.
So maybe the key is the word investigations, because it's not law enforcement activity or something like that. It says investigations, and here your client is not the subject of an investigation.
Correct, and that's been explicitly admitted in the record, Your Honor.
Is there a specific period of time where the police could keep this information that would still make it related to investigations?
Well, that raises two issues, Your Honor. One is, if it returns some hits on this system, if the system shows that there's some relevance to my car or your car or somebody else's car, that information can be kept because they have a reasonable basis for keeping it, and that information can persist.
Let me be more precise about it. I mean, all of us woke up yesterday morning and heard about an event in Manhattan. If you have somebody who has a license plate and you are engaging in an investigation a week later, perhaps it would be helpful for the investigation for police to be able to have retention of these license plate numbers for a reasonable period of time for an investigation they didn't know they were going to have. It's still law enforcement. So have you figured out, or do you have a suggestion as to how long, what is the retention issue? How long is long enough? How long is too long?
I have two answers to that. Number one, the key issue, as the Attorney General indicated, is that there has to be a particularized need. Under the Data Act, there has to be a particularized need to keep certain data. So we would say, and it is our position, that any data that isn't somehow connected could be in the vicinity. If there's a bank robbery across the street, and they get hits on, or they can define all the cars that were there during the 5 minutes after the robbery when they're making their getaway, that might be a particularized need to keep all of those tags.
Well, how do you manage that standard? Suppose Homeland Security gets an intel report that there's a potential terrorist attack being planned in Manhattan over the next month. Does that mean they can cut on these surveillance cameras for a month or 2 months everywhere in Manhattan?
No. Again, it
well,
has
see, this
to
is the
be
rub here, because what we're talking about with you and the problem of this case is what degree, what level of individualized suspicion is necessary. And it's not clear from the statute what the General Assembly intended that level to be. And it sounds like what you're asking for is basically a Terry stop standard, which is reasonable, articulable suspicion of that one person driving that one car.
We're suggesting, with all due respect, Your Honor, we're suggesting that the standard is applied already by the General Assembly, a particularized need. Exactly what that means, a court or the department can decide in a given case.
Does the statute say that? Does the statute say particularized need?
Yes.
And it's a need focused on an individual as opposed to a subject matter or an area or a specific tip?
It is. It has to reach to the, because it's a record-by-record analysis.
Right.
So it has to be applied record-by-record.
Okay, well, go back to my example then. You're the chief of police in Manhattan, and you get a report from Homeland Security that there's a suspected terrorist attack somewhere on the island of Manhattan in the next week. Can you authorize the cameras to go on for the next week everywhere in Manhattan, or is that not particularized enough?
The cameras can go on and they can collect the record. That's what is known as active use. It's the passive collection. It's the continuing storage of the information after it's turned out that nothing matches your hot list, except for those that do match your hot list, that needs to be kept. In this case, this court is, and the court below, wasn't called on to decide what level of suspicion, because it's stipulated, admitted, that there is no level of suspicion surrounding Mr. Neal's case. The county had plenty of opportunity to come forward with information, and instead, specific to Mr. Neal, and instead they admitted in sworn answers to interrogatories that there was none for Mr. Neal.
Is your client a data subject within the meaning of this particular statute? You indicated that the tag is converted to an alphanumeric figure, but in order to be a data subject, it appears that it has to be indexed and locatable by his name, his personal information, or other identifiable particulars, whatever that may be. Is this numeric figure or the photograph any one of those categories?
Yes.
Okay, tell me which one, please.
The information system definition, for a long time I couldn't figure out why did they need more than one piece of information. But I think there's a very sensible reason for it. First of all, there's personal information, which is his travel activity, where he was, what he was doing, driving his car, and which direction he was going, and so forth and so on. That's the first part. That's personal information in the database itself. It's right there. It's the photograph of his car. It's the GPS identified, and so forth.
But it's not then locatable by the photo. It's locatable by this alphanumeric number.
It is. That is the personal identifier. It is what I call it is an identity key. There is something else, then, that you need under the statute that allows law enforcement to use, and as they actually use it, to then go from that location or travel information and put a person next to it. The way they do that is with the registration number. The court and the county have repeatedly argued that won't work, that it's not in the database, but it is. They say that cars are registered, that the DMV registers cars not people. That is absolutely, totally wrong as a matter of law. We included, and I'm embarrassed to have done it, almost 2 pages of string cites of all the statutes in Virginia that say that motor vehicle registration, that is the tags, are registered to the owner of the vehicle. In this case, the owner of the vehicle is Mr. Neal and his wife.
So it's not this information system, it's if it's locatable in any information
system? It's locatable. All the other personal information indexes and rules in other jurisdictions talk about identifiable, not just identified. And that, in fact, in one of the briefs of the amicus, the Rutherford group, explains why that is not just something alone that identifies, but something that that can be used to draw an inference, which the statute talks about.
Thank you.
I see my time is up.
Thank you. You may sit at council table.
Oh. Pardon me.
Good morning. May it please the court. My name is Kimberly Balcom. I represent the Fairfax County Police Department and Colonel Edwin Rossler, who is the chief of the Fairfax County Police Department. Our position on this appeal is that the decision of the trial court in this case was correct, that the Data Collection and Dissemination Practices Act does not apply to the police department's license plate reader program. And the basis for this conclusion just comes from a reading of the plain language of the statute and these statutes that make up the entire act, which demonstrate 3 separate things. First, that a license plate number is not personal information within the definition contained in 2.2-3801. Second, that the Fairfax County Police Department's LPR database is not an information system. And then third, that Mr. Neal is not a data subject that is entitled to an injunction pursuant to the act. Because the definitions of these terms are unambiguous, no legislative intent analysis is necessary. We just look at the plain language and the plain meaning of these words. I would like to begin with a discussion of the term personal information as defined in the act, because that was the analysis that was applied by the trial court that resulted in the grants of summary judgment in favor of my clients. As an aside, the fact that the trial court defined this issue as the salient issue in the case doesn't mean that we need to end our analysis there if this court finds that the license plate number is personal information. It really is just an indication that the court determined that the appellant's case fell on that issue and there was no need to go any further in the analysis. Mr. Neal argues that his license plate number is personal information as defined in the Act for 2 reasons. The first, because it falls within the list of specific exemptions of personal information provided in the definition, and then alternately, because it affords a basis of inferring personal characteristics and a record of his presence at a particular location.
May I ask you this?
Yes.
But the system collects more than simply photographs of the license plates. It collects patterns and locations and precise GPS coordinates. That's much more than simply a photograph of a license plate.
It is. The problem, though, that comes with that is that when you go into this analysis, not just of personal information, but if we move on to whether assuming a license plate number is personal information, is that information housed within an information system that's subject to the Act? Our position is that even if a license plate number is personal information, it has to be indexed within our in-house information.
Let me back up. Going back simply to the definition, the statutory definition of personal information, if you can GPS through this system the pattern, driving patterns, and the exact location of someone, aren't you using data that locates the individual or provides an inference of personal characteristics?
If that information did provide information about an individual, I would agree with you, but this information doesn't do that. This information provides the location of that vehicle.
Well, cars don't drive themselves.
They don't drive themselves, but they don't automatically drive themselves by the people to whom they're registered to. in the separate DMV database. And so there's not enough information within the Fairfax County Police
Department. Isn't it a reasonable inference that the registered owners of vehicles, generally speaking, perhaps the majority of the time, are the drivers of their own vehicles?
I think that it provides useful information to law enforcement when they're conducting an investigation, but I don't think that that's something that law enforcement officers are allowed to rely on. If an officer makes a traffic stop based on running someone's license plate number in the DMV database, which returns that the driver is suspended, for example, the officer doesn't get to assume that the person who is registered to the vehicle is the person who's driving in order to affect that traffic
stop. Well, certainly not for probable cause, maybe for reasonable suspicion.
I think that the case law would suggest that the officer has to identify the individual driving the vehicle and ensure that they match the description of the registered owner before they can rely on that information as supportive of reasonable articulable suspicion.
But just in terms of common sense, isn't the whole point of identifying the license plate number is to get to the person?
It is to get to the person eventually, but I think what we're disagreeing possibly on is the fact that officers aren't allowed to assume that the driver of that vehicle is the person who's the registered owner because we're missing that connection. It's an important piece of a criminal investigation, but it is not the end-all be-all of the criminal investigation. And so while this information is certainly useful to law enforcement, it's not the whole of a criminal investigation. It's simply a fact.
But does it need to be personal information? I mean, supposing it's not enough even for a Terry stop. The question we're asking is less than that. It's simply, is this information that could possibly, arguably, maybe even probably locate the individual who's the registered owner of the car? It seems common sense would suggest, of course it is.
If I could move on then from that issue, whether a license plate number is personal information, then we need to go further and look at whether the information
well,
is
housed.
Well,
before you move on, yes. look at the plain language of subsection 2I in the definition of personal information. How is this not information that affords a basis for inferring personal characteristics?
Because the examples that are provided within that definition, such as fingerprints, voice prints, photographs of a person, things done by an individual, and record of her or his presence.
Right, well, things done by an individual would be the possibility that the individual is in that location.
That is correct. If we make that leap and assume that the person who's driving the vehicle is the registered owner of the vehicle.
And the record of his presence, and so you say that assumption is what creates the problem in that.
That's true. The license plate number is not a record of presence of an individual. It's a record of presence of a thing, a vehicle, or a license plate number.
The word infer would, as Justice Kelsey had said, lead one to infer that the record owner is driving the vehicle.
And again, I don't think that law enforcement officers are privileged to do that, and so I don't think that we make that leap either.
When you say they're not privileged to do that, what exactly does that mean?
Then I go back to my point of if an officer runs a license plate number in the DMV database and returns that the registered owner is a suspended individual, not supposed to be driving the car, the officer, pursuant to case law in Virginia, is not allowed to effect a traffic stop because the DMV return does not equal reasonable articulable suspicion to believe that the person who is currently driving the vehicle is the person who is breaking the law, driving on a suspended license. The officer is required to go further in their investigation in order to connect the DMV information that they receive on the return with the individual who's driving the car because they can't affect that Fourth Amendment detention.
Okay, so it's an inference, but it's not enough of an inference under Terry versus Ohio. So what? It's still an inference.
I see that point. And that's why we have to look at the entire statute as a whole. And so even if license plate number is contained within that personal information, the database that the Fairfax County Police Department maintains still isn't an information system under the definitions that are provided in the Act. If personal information is collected and we presume that a license plate number is personal information, then the database that it is collected in still has to index that number by their name or by some other piece of personal information that's related to that individual. And our database does not do that.
Did the trial court obviously didn't make any factual findings on this issue? Is this something we should decide for the first time here, or should it be remanded if that were the decision of the court for the court to take facts below?
I think that you can decide that here because you have before you in the record the actual results of our search of our database pursuant to Mr. Neal's request. When he provided his FOIA request, We ran the license plate number that he had provided, which was the ADCAR license plate number, in our database and returned the two pictures that are, I believe, pages 20 and 21 in the joint appendix. And so you can look at those pictures that were returned from the database and determine whether the license plate number, if we presume that that's personal information, is indexed in our system by some other particular of personal information, which would make that an information system.
But the definition of information system is the total components and operations of a record-keeping process. And so what, you know, obviously you can go from your system where you punch in a license plate number, then you check other databases maintained by the government, and then you get to who has that license plate number and so on. So why does it have to be only one agency as opposed to the total component? So in other words, one agency has one piece of the puzzle, another agency has another piece, and a third agency has another piece. It's the total components that seem to matter. Am I misreading this?
I think the distinction there is that the total components of the information system within the language of the statute, information system is always included in the singular. And so because the Fairfax County Police Department's LPR database is not married with the DMV database, they don't speak to each other. Certainly an officer could take a license plate number and run it through the DMV database for law enforcement purposes only. Those two record-keeping systems don't pull information into one request, and so they're not indexed together. The Fairfax County Police Department's LPR database is an in-house database. It doesn't talk to any other computer systems. And so when you talk about the total components of that record-keeping system, the total components of the LPR
database... record-keeping process.
Yes, the total components of that record-keeping process are contained within our LPR system because they don't marry with other systems. And we have the protection in the DMV database that our officers are not running license plate numbers in that database without a law enforcement purpose, which is further protection.
But is the summary judgment record sufficient for us to make a judgment on how this computer system works?
I think it is. In the briefs that were provided at summary judgment by both parties, the material facts not in dispute matched each other, that this is a record-keeping process that's internal to the police department, that captures a photograph of a license plate, converts it into a textual number, and is maintained in that database with the GPS coordinates where the license plate number was found on that particular day. And I think with that information, plus the photographs that were produced when we searched our database that are at Joint Appendix pages 20 and 21, I think you have a sufficient record before you to make that determination.
Counsel, I want to turn your attention now to the Attorney General's opinion.
Yes.
And the question I have, the answer to it may be embedded in some of the prior answers you've given. So if that's the case, I'll just ask you to repeat it for my benefit. I found the Attorney General's opinion to be persuasive. We are supposed to give appropriate weight to the opinion of the Attorney General. Both your brief at pages 17 through 19, as well as the Circuit Court's opinion, distinguish the Attorney General's opinion on the basis of the facts, that the facts of the state police inquiry are distinct from the facts of your situation. But I want to read from the Attorney General's opinion at the bottom of page 3. He's replying to Colonel Flaherty, and he says, "You state that data collected by an LPR in the passive manner is considered, quote, raw data and is continuously recorded. It captures the image of the place, the time, date, and precise location of the license plate in question. You also explain that the system only translates letters and numbers. This data is then stored by the capturing agency and can be searched at a later date by an alphanumeric query to determine if, when, and where a license plate matching the query was encountered. On these facts, I conclude that the need for such data has not been clearly established in advance so as to conform to the applicable principle of information practice." How do your facts differ from the facts that the Attorney General analyzed?
Our facts don't differ. Our database is the same as the state police database. Counsel is right. The equipment that we use is the same.
So was the trial court incorrect in saying I'm going to distinguish it on the facts?
No. What the trial court was saying was related to my argument at summary judgment that the state police are bound by the Fusion Center statutes. The Fairfax County Police Department is not.
That would be a distinction on the law.
That's correct.
But the trial court indicated that the facts were also different based upon what the state police were dealing with.
I'm not aware of what facts the court thought were different. I can affirm to the court that our databases are similar, our equipment is similar, and so we don't argue that our program is different from state police. Our argument is based on the fact that legally the state police have to abide by the Fusion Center statutes. We do not have to abide by the Fusion Center statutes, and this gets into the issue of whether the exemption applies.
So you just simply respectfully disagree with the Attorney General's conclusion?
I do. I don't really disagree with it.
When I was the Attorney General.
I don't really disagree with it. I think it's distinguishable because the criminal intelligence information exemption that the police department is entitled to is different from the intelligence gathering exemption that the police department is entitled to is different from the criminal intelligence information parameters of the Fusion Center statutes. And so the state police are bound by that, and it's a more strict binding than what we have with the police department.
Okay. Thank you.
And I'm out of time. Thank you so much.
I have a question for you. Even though that's true, both the state police and the local police are going to be bound by 2.2-3800C2, which says the information shall not be collected unless the need for it has been clearly established in advance. So that standard is going to be applicable in either system, right?
I would agree with you, yes. Thank you.
Call the next case.